Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I want to just take a moment and reset for you the Hunter Biden fiasco, the James Biden, Joe Biden's brother's fiasco. And I want to remind you of where we were before the election, when the New York Post came out with an expose article and the media did everything they could to silence it. You had big tech that jumped in to silence it. You had big tech that said, you can't even tweet the story out. You had members of the media who did cover the story who were actually attacked by an entire news organizations for covering the story. They referred to it as crazy talk. They referred to it as desperate. And then the Democrats called it Russian collusion. You don't believe me? Let me remind you of what the CEO of CNN, Jeff Zucker, their head political director, David Kalyan, and one of the guys that works on their website had to say about actually going after and attacking members of the media for covering the Hunter Biden laptop massive story before the election. This all comes out, and this is why they said they weren't going to cover it.
I think on the Breitbart, New York Post, Fox News rabbit hole of Hunter Biden, which I don't think anybody outside of that world understood last night, the Wall Street Journal reported that their review of all corporate records showed no role for Joe Biden on the Chinese deal. And yes, I do put more credibility in the Wall Street Journal than I do in the New York Post.
Obviously, we're not going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden, and which seems to be giving its marching orders to Fox News and the right-wing echo chamber about what to talk about today. Obviously, Hunter Biden's lawyer is quoted in that New York Post piece, and we'll just continue to report out. This is the very stuff that the president was impeached over. This is the stuff that Senate committees looked at and found nothing wrong in Joe Biden's interactions with Ukrainians, and now having an email that perhaps there was a meeting with someone from Burisma is it seems Rudy Giuliani's sort of dream a vision of how to throw stuff at the wall in these closing days of the campaign.
Hey Jeff, it's just David on the Burisma story, and we should be awfully careful about that, obviously. But I do think there's a media story of what in the world are Maggie Haberman and Jake Sherman doing, retweeting that story.
This is how disgusting the media was, with the biggest story of the year coming out. The biggest story over the last 4 years really coming out of actual accusations of total corruption, selling influence to the highest bidder that could be a communist, that could be the mayor in Moscow, in Russia, and Burisma, and the Ukraine, and everywhere else. Then you had a whistleblower that came out. Let's remember that whistleblower that came out to say all of this is true. Everything you're seeing on this laptop is true. The former business partner of Hunter Biden, a guy that was being slandered in the media, came out to clear his name saying, I'm not involved in any of this crap, but what I can tell you is when I worked with Hunter Biden, this is how they were selling influence to the highest bidder and to the big guy, Joe Biden. Tony Bobulinski did an interview, which more people watched than any other interview in the history of cable news, with Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel. And of course, the media still said, we're not covering the story because we have to get Joe Biden elected, and then we'll deal with the fallout afterwards. Take a listen.
To a single interview, something we've never done before. In this case, it's a conversation with a man called Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski is the former business partner of James and Hunter Biden, of course, the brother and the son of the current Democratic candidate. A lot has been written about Hunter and James Biden recently, but our story is not about them tonight, sleazy and shocking as some of those details are. The story we're about to tell you is instead about Joe Biden, the man who just days from now could be elected president of the United States. Joe Biden, and we can tell you this with certainty, had direct personal involvement with his family's business dealings in communist China and likely in other countries as well. The former vice president, of course, has vehemently denied that. He is lying. Tonight, we can prove that. Before we begin, a word about Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski is not a conventional whistleblower. He has no political agenda. To the extent he has supported candidates in the past, he's given exclusively to Democrats. Nor is he seeking money now from this story. This is not a shakedown of the Bidens or of anyone else. Bobulinski is already rich, significantly rich. He is a significant figure in American finance. And that's exactly why the Biden family sought him out in the first place. They had no idea how to structure the deals they hoped to cash in on, so they enlisted Tony Bobulinski to do it for them, to do the math. Now they're attacking him as an agent of Russian disinformation. And that's why Bobulinski is appearing on this show. It is an effort to clear his family's name of that slur. He had no choice. The rest of the national media have suppressed his story. Reporters have ignored, intentionally ignored, and in many cases dishonestly distorted, scores of documents proving that Bobulinski's account is true. Never in American history have more power centers in this country aligned to kill a legitimate news story in the days before an election. That's what's happening right now.
You know what's amazing about what Tucker just said there is that he was the only one actually doing the interview. He's the only one that covered it. No one else was trying to get Bobulinski to do a sit-down interview, not 2020, not 60 Minutes, not Good Morning America, not the Today Show. Everybody said we're not going to touch this because we have to get Joe Biden elected at all costs. We know that Joe Biden's son and brother are under investigation, but we are going to say it's not true. We're going to lie to the American people so that they will be duped into voting for Joe Biden because they cannot be trusted to make the right call to still vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump if they know how corrupt he is and his family actually is. And that is exactly the reason why Tucker Carlson's the only one that was covering this. Because remember, I go back to the CNN tapes. We won't cover this story. It's a crackpot story. It's not true. It's not accurate. None of it has been disproven. All of it is accurate. All of it is factual. And no one's denying it. And now we know that Hunter Biden is under investigation, and so is Joe Biden's brother. And we know that this corruption is widespread. We know that they were selling access to the highest bidder, to Joe Biden. But everyone said, we won't cover it. So it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So that's why you have Fox News, specifically Tucker Carlson, who said, hey, Bobulinski, I want to sit down with you. I want you to tell us our story so the American people will know before Election Day what's going on. This interview was massive at the time. And we all know it was massive. But everybody, when it happened, no one even after the interview was done even reported on this except for conservative talk shows like myself. The media said it happened, but we won't report that it happened, and we won't report what this guy said, even though he's completely credible, because we have to get Joe Biden, Kamala Harris elected.
We're seeing it firsthand. Last night, we experienced an extraordinary attempt to interfere with our reporting on the Biden family. We'll bring you details on that soon. But for now, here is Tony Bobulinski's story. We recorded this interview with him a few hours ago in a hotel in Los Angeles. So, Tony, your connection to this deal came through James Gillier, who's an English businessman who you, correct me if I'm wrong, you had met while doing business in various different countries. You talked about doing deals. Then on Christmas Eve 2015, he sent you the following text, which explained the deal with China that he wanted you to become part of. And I just want to read the first sentence of this. There will be a deal between one of the most prominent families from the U.S. and them constructed by me.
Yes, that's correct.
Tell me what he was saying.
So James Gillier was referencing something that he had been working on throughout 2015 with Rob Walker and a Chinese company called CEFC. And he had been traveling around the world developing that deal. And that text was just the culmination of him making me aware that the deal was moving forward.
So he doesn't say, I want to do a deal with you and me and Hunter Biden, or even you, me, Hunter Biden and Jim Biden. He said, between one of the most prominent families from the United States. He's talking about the Biden family.
Yes, that's correct. It was never about Hunter Biden or Jim Biden. It was about the family name, the Biden legacy.
At this point, Joe Biden was the sitting vice president of the United States.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I want to fast forward to 2017, early May 2017. And at this point, you've agreed to become part of this deal. Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, the vice president's brother, James Gillier, and they're asking you to meet with the former vice president in Los Angeles. Describe the context. Describe why they wanted you to meet with him.
Okay. Across those days in Los Angeles in May of 2017 that you're referencing, I met with Hunter Biden multiple times at the Chateau Marmont and Rob Walker. And the discussion was they wanted me to sit down with their father just to meet him and at a high level discuss the Biden family and how they approach things.
Let me ask you to pause. Will you explain to us who Rob Walker is?
Yeah. Rob Walker was a partner in Rosemont Seneca and had a very close relationship with the Biden family and had developed and been working with James Gillier throughout 2015 and 2016 to develop this deal with the Chinese and CFC.
What was his relationship with the Biden family?
So my understanding is Rob had worked in prior administrations and had a very, very close relationship. In fact, in Rob Walker's own words in an email to me, he states that everyone was contributing or telling me how they wanted to participate in Sinohawk. And in an email, he basically states in his own words to me, I want to continue acting as a proxy for Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and the Bidens around the world.
Hunter Biden, Jim Biden, and we want to do this around the world. I want to be a proxy. I went in on the game. This was all credible at the time. This guy was credible. Everybody knew it was credible. Those sound bites I just played for you should have been played on every single news channel that night. Breaking news tonight, massive problems for the Biden campaign as Hunter Biden and James Biden clearly had massive corruption issues. And by the way, the media knew they were under investigation. They refused to report it. At that point, it should have been Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are under investigation, because we now know the media knew about them being under investigation, federal investigation, before the election, and they said, we're not going to tell the American people. Why? Because they were afraid that if you knew, you wouldn't vote for Biden. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to be what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate. Join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC for free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. The mainstream media didn't just ignore the Hunter Biden scandal. It labeled it, in fact, a smear campaign. And they dismissed it as, quote, not really a news story. That's what the media did. They decided before the election that this was all a pipe dream. It was a smear campaign from Russia with disinformation. Hey, let's go with Russia again. It helped us out in the last time, right? And we almost got rid of Donald Trump because of this Russian collusion. So now we'll just say it's a Russian smear campaign, a Russian disinformation campaign. Hunter Biden's done nothing wrong. Hunter Biden's uncle, Joe Biden's brother, said nothing wrong. James Biden, there's nothing here. The liberal media teamed up with the Biden campaign to actually dismiss the Hunter Biden story. I would argue now there's no choice but for the DOJ to have a special prosecutor look into all this, because the media is not going to do their job. Now, Tucker Carlson, who sat down with Bob Alinsky before the election, the highest rated night in cable news history for an interview. No one else touched it. No one else did it because it's all right. You know, conspiracy theory. This never really happened. We can't cover it until after the election. He had a very interesting point to say on his show last night. This is the guy who was the only one that had the guts to actually interview Bob Alinsky, which everyone should have been standing outside of his house begging to interview, but they said, nope, not touching it. It hurts Joe Biden. Take a listen to this.
Night, October surprise, you've heard that term. It's political slang for a damaging news story that appears in the final days of a campaign. This year we had one of the biggest October surprises ever. The New York Post, that's the oldest daily newspaper in this country, published a trove of documents showing that members of Joe Biden's family have been selling access to the former vice president to a number of foreign governments, including the communist government of China. Now, that's a blockbuster. But the rest of the media decided to kill it before you could read it. Social media companies banned their users from sharing the New York Post's reporting. Other news organizations simply ignored it. On October 22nd, that was 11 days before the presidential election, National Public Radio, an organization that is literally state media, funded against your will by your tax dollars, issued the following statement through its public editor. NPR explained that they would not say anything negative about the Bidens, and here's why. Quote, "We don't want to waste our time on stories that are not really stories, and we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions." End quote. Now, you're probably thinking, that is the single dumbest, most dishonest, high-handed, infuriatingly arrogant thing I have ever heard. But if you feel that way, obviously, you don't watch CNN. On that same day, October 22nd, an RNC spokeswoman called Liz Harrington made the mistake of submitting to an interview with Christiane Amanpour. Harrington had hoped to talk about the Bidens' business deals. Amanpour is, and we're quoting here, CNN's chief international anchor. Here's how it went.
"As you know perfectly well, I'm a journalist and a reporter, and I follow the facts. And there has never been any issues in terms of corruption. Now, let me ask you this. Yesterday, the FBI...
How do you know that?
I'm talking about reporting and any evidence. I'm talking to you now...
Okay, I would love if you guys would start doing that digging and start doing that verification.
No, we're not going to do your work for you. I want to ask you a question. The FBI,
it's a journalist's job to find out if this is verified.
As you know perfectly well, I am a journalist and a reporter, says Christiane Amanpour, who, of course, is neither of those things and never has been. Christiane Amanpour is a celebrity script reader, a half-wit, whose self-esteem far outpaces her accomplishments. She is also, it turns out, the personal flack for the Biden Family International Finance Corporation. That's not in her Twitter bio, but it's pretty obvious. There have never been any issues of corruption with the Bidens, Amanpour announced, as if she hadn't just been confronted with some. And so it went, just like that, across the entire American news media until the presidential election. Now, 6 weeks later, it is finally safe to speak freely, and so the truth is coming out. We now know the New York Post was right all along, and so was poor Liz Harrington of the RNC. Yesterday, millions of Americans learned, some for the very first time, that the Biden family has indeed been deeply enmeshed in a series of sleazy international business deals that undercut America's core interests. We learned that there is an active federal criminal investigation into Joe Biden's son, Hunter, for that very reason. What's interesting is how we found this out. The media didn't tell us. Neither did the Justice Department. Hunter Biden has far better connections than, say, Roger Stone. Hunter Biden was allowed to tell his own story. He wasn't rousted from bed at 5 a.m. by dozens of armed paramilitaries. His arrest and his boxer shorts carried live on CNN. No, no, no. He's a prominent Democrat. So he spared those humiliations. Instead, the Biden-Harris transition team broke the news in the form of a bizarre press release that informed us with a straight face that Joe Biden was, quote, deeply proud of his boy Hunter, who, by the way, may have had some minor tax trouble that he will clear up soon the minute his accountant returns from Cabo. But no big deal. Happy holidays. Okay, guys, thanks for the heads up. But actually, and you may have guessed this part, turns out there's more. A report in Politico today reveals that Joe Biden's younger brother, Jimmy, is involved too. This was a family business, keep in mind. Jimmy Biden is also under federal criminal investigation for corruption in the hospital business. We don't know more than that, and we should stress that Fast Jimmy Biden is presumed innocent until proven otherwise in a court of law by a jury of his peers.
Now, let me just say this about this entire story real quick. The point that Tucker Carlson's making here, and the reason why I played you that is because what he's saying is this is a criminal enterprise, a family that is filled with crime. That is what this is. This is all criminal activity. And the media knew it, and they covered it up. And the media knew this was going on, and they didn't care. And the media even said that it was a Russian disinformation campaign. In fact, let's go back to Jake Tapper at CNN. You know, the I'm better than everybody else, holier than thou guy, who is the journalist of all journalists, right? Let me tell you about this guy. This guy, who I had to work with for 7 years at CNN, called this Russian disinformation when it came out. We're not going to cover this. We're CNN. We don't cover news that hurts our team because our objective is to get Donald Trump out of office. You want to know what Jake Tapper now, the hardcore news journalist, is doing? Let me read you his tweet. The same guy that called this Russian disinformation, the same guy that refused to allow this to air on his show, or maybe he just wasn't allowed to by his bosses, depending on who you talk to. He has now tweeted out to cover his AWS to act like I am a journalist. Dun, dun, dun. I'm Jake Tapper from the most trusted name in news. Only after the election when it doesn't matter anymore. And the election's already taken place. And you guys already know that our guy won. I will now have the courage as a journalist, by golly, to tweet this out. Federal criminal investigation to Hunter Biden focuses on his business dealings in China. And I'll even tag my colleagues to cover their AWSs. From Pamela Brown, CNN, and Evan Perez, CNN. And then they linked to an article at CNN that they actually wrote today. Federal criminal investigation Hunter Biden focused on his business dealings. Can we go back to the CNN tapes real quick? Let's go back to CNN real quick. I thought CNN, before the election, said that you can't even tweet about this, right? Isn't that what they said? We don't cover this crap. We don't dignify this stuff. This is fake news, Giuliani throwing Jell-O at a wall. Well, why are you guys tweeting about it now? Oh, wait, the election's over, so now we can.
I think on the Breitbart, New York Post, Fox News rabbit hole of Hunter Biden, which I don't think anybody outside of that world understood last night, the Wall Street Journal reported that their review of all corporate records showed no role for Joe Biden on the on the Chinese deal. And yes, I do put more credibility in the Wall Street Journal than I do in the New York Post.
Obviously, we're not going going with the New York Post story right now on Hunter Biden, and which seems to be giving its marching orders to Fox News and the right-wing echo chamber about what to talk about today. Obviously, Hunter Biden's lawyer is quoted in that New York Post piece, and we'll just continue to report out. This is the very stuff that the president was impeached over. This is the stuff that Senate committees looked at and found nothing wrong in Joe Biden's interactions with Ukrainians, and now having an email that perhaps there was a meeting with someone from Burisma is, it seems, Rudy Giuliani's sort of dream a vision of how to throw stuff at the wall in these closing days of the campaign.
Hey, Jeff, it's just David on the Burisma story, and we should be awfully careful about that, obviously. But I do think there's a media story of what in the world are Maggie Haberman and Jake Sherman doing retweeting that story.
There it is. CNN. Yes, the most trusted name in news pre-election. Pre-election. We don't touch this crap, guys. We got to get them elected. This sounded like a campaign phone call for the Biden campaign. It did not sound like a news organization, because it's not a news organization. They actually are fake news. But don't worry, we will grandstand, because I'm Jake Tapper, the most trusted name in news. I am a journalist, and here is my tweet now telling you, months after the fact, that I did in fact cover it, so you can't accuse me of not covering it. I will even put the words out there. Federal criminal investigation. Hunter Biden focuses on his business dealings in China. And I'll tag my colleagues to cover their AWSs, so we are the most trusted name in news. I'm Jake Tapper, you mother. You get my point. By the way, on our podcast, make sure you go backwards. We did a 9-part series into the Hunter Biden laptop. We covered all this before the election. It's amazing. We read you all the dirty little details of what is in that laptop that the media would not cover. Go backwards. Take a look. It's amazing what the media didn't cover. But now they have the courage to tweet it out that there is an investigation, because it's after the election. And I'll leave it at that.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.